For this combination of purchases, large and small, throughout the nation, is an essential part of the high level of production and consumption which benefits us all. As long as people are able to buy things, as long as industry and agriculture are kept busy, we in America will be assured of an abundance of the necessities and luxuries of life. Our railroads are one of the largest purchasers of the goods which America produces. In fact, in 1948 alone, the railroads spent more than $3 billion for the 100,000 different items they need in order to keep running. For instance, the railroads last year spent more than $833 million for fuel, $747 million for iron and steel products, and another $166 million for cross ties, lumber, and other forest products. And for new freight and passenger cars and new locomotives, they invested more than $900 million, all for better service for you. These tremendous purchases were not made in one city or in one part of the country, but were made in more than 12,000 cities and towns located in all sections of the United States. Such railroad purchases stimulate business everywhere. They affect mines, forests, factories, farms. They provide employment for hundreds of thousands of men and women outside the railroad industry. Yes, when railroads can afford to buy in normal volume, business is good and employment is up. And whether railroads can afford to do this depends on earnings, which provide the money for them to spend. That's why it's good business for America, good business for all of us, to keep our railroads healthy. And now we continue the Railroad Hour's tribute to 20th Century Fox's great team, Mack Gordon and Joseph Miro.
After Joseph Miro's spectacular debut with Three Little Girls in Blue, 20th Century Fox signed him to a term deal. And he and Mack Gordon started to work on another score. This time it was the musical version of Burlesque, called When My Baby Smiles at Me. They were working on the songs for this score when the musicians' ban against the recording companies was called. It was to go into effect at midnight, New Year's Eve. And since recordings are part of the lifeblood of any song, everyone connected with the business was trying to get every song possible recorded before the deadline. The week before New Year's, the head of Victor Records' popular music department, Eli Oberstein, was on the Fox lot. And Joe Miro played a song that he and Mack Gordon were working on.
Ah.
Boys, I think that's a great tune. What are you calling it?
Al and I, we're calling it By the Way, but don't ask for the rest of the words because I haven't got them yet.
Well, how about getting a record made of it before the ban?
Well, there's nothing I'd like better if I had a lyric.
Couldn't you knock one out in a hurry?
Where do you want to cut this record, Mr. Oberstein?
New York.
Well, there wouldn't be time to get arrangements written to the song.
Well, there's time if you get on the phone and dictate the music bar by bar.
Well, it's up to Mac.
What do you say, Mac?
Well, I'd certainly like to have the record. Okay, I'll try.
These are the moments that can really scare you. Mack Gordon stared at blank pieces of paper. He chewed pencils. He walked the floor. Nothing happened. The hands of the clock slid by the hours and then the days, but the words just wouldn't come. And finally, it was the last morning, and he had sat in his studio office all night, with Joe sitting anxiously beside him.
Ah, Joe, it's no use. I'm sorry you went to all the trouble to dictate the music by telephone. I just can't get a lyric for it. I'm going home, get some sleep. You phone Eli and call off the deal, will you? Okay, whatever you say.
Mac went home and got wearily into bed. He was almost asleep when the phone rang.
Hello.
Mac, Oberstein says you just got to get a lyric. He says they've had an orchestra standing by since yesterday.
Okay, I'll come down to the office, but I'm afraid I'm not going to lick this one, Joe. I'm afraid I'm not going to lick this one.
Mack Gordon went back to his office and stared at the blank paper. He stared at blank walls and out the window at a blank sky. He sat there all afternoon. And at 5 o'clock, suddenly words began to fit themselves to the music. And he wrote them down. By 5:30, Eli Oberstein had them in New York. And long before midnight, the song was recorded. And as I'm certain you recall, it went like this.
By wasn't that a dream last night? Seems I barely closed my eyes and you were there. By the way, and to my complete surprise, you and I were dancing on a cloud somewhere. I held you in my arms, the joy of it was thrilling. And then I pleaded for a kiss, and you were willing. And so we kissed, and I heard you say you care. By the way, do say it now, as you did then. Or must I wait until I dream again?
You heard the music of Gordon and Myro in When My Baby Smiles at Me. You heard it in Beautiful Blonde from Bashful Ben. And you heard it in Mother Wore Tights.
Wish I were back again with all the sweet and simple folks I call my kin in Kokomo, Indiana. Well, if it isn't poppin', hiya, Mom, you always had the cutest grin in Kokomo, Indiana. Just look at Rover wag his tail. Gosh, he remembers me. And get a load of Sister Grace. You can't see the freckles for the jam on her face. How would you like to go and see that old Wabash Bull you used to know in Kokomo, Indiana? Wouldn't you just as soon go out and spoon beneath the Hoosier moon? Oh, what a moon! For all of the many reasons that I mentioned heretofore, my heart will always be in Kokomo. And of course you know, the town of Kokomo will always be indefinitely in Indiana.
Yes, you heard it in Mother Wore Tights. Applauded it, requested it, remembered it, and sang it yourself. And one particular love song you made the number one hit of the country. It was your favorite love song of the year. Remember?
Who knows how much I love you? You do. No one means more to me than you do. You take December and smile it into May, and then December comes back again when you're away. Who has a charm that very few do? Makes life necessary. You do. And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses. One will
a charm that very few knew.
And so, for songs that have added so much to the musical enjoyment of our nation, the Railroad Hour salutes Mack Gordon and Joseph Miro.
And who can take my dreams and make my dreams come true? Don't give me three guesses. One will do.
As lasting evidence of tonight's tribute, the Railroad Hour is presenting a parchment scroll to Mr. Mack Gordon and a scroll to Mr. Joseph Miro, signed by William T. Farrisee, president of the Association of American Railroads. And here to accept the scrolls are Mack Gordon and Joseph Miro.
Thank you very much, Gordon. The tribute was gratifying. The scroll is beautiful. And your singing, well, just wonderful.
Mac has said it so beautifully that there's nothing I can add. That's what usually happens to a composer around the lyric writer.
Well, thank you very much, Mac and Joe. Say, Mac, I know that you sing quite a song yourself. I just saw you and heard you sing, and you're my everything. And I wondered if you would favor us this evening with a few notes.
Well, Gordy, I had been hoping you'd ask me.
You're breaking my heart.
Yeah. I'd like to sing our newest song, It Happens Every Spring.
Wonderful.
Joe, if you could lend a little assist out at left field at the Steinway. Love it.
I'll be glad to.
It happens every spring. The world is young again. We're children on an ups-a-daisy swing. A carousel with horses freshly painted. The oom-pa-pa that says, let's get acquainted. What is that cheer I heard? The fella stealing third. Your neighbor's boy became a home-run king. Your dad rolls up his sleeves to clean the attic. Your 16-year-old sister goes dramatic. It happens, yes, it happens every spring. The tears that go with sulfur and molasses. The outstretched nickels when an ice cream wagon passes. A rippling stream sounds like a rippling harp as Mother Nature proudly spreads her new green carpet. Be patient, lonely one. Your love will come along. Your autumn heart will find a song to sing. Then raindrops will be dancing to the tune of it. The carefree, gay, and April, May, and June of it. And remember, it never rains but what it pours. And maybe raindrops will be whispering this spring. Is yours.
Oh, that's wonderful, Mac. Wonderful. And we'd like to say many, many thanks to you and Joseph Miro for being with us tonight.
Have I something to say here?
And you're supposed to say, thank you, Gordon, and good night.
Oh, am I supposed to say that? Well, let me try it. Thank you, Gordon, and good night.
Okay.
Good night, Gordon.
Take back your samba, hi, your rumba, hi, your conga, hi, yi, yi. Why can't you send us, hi, your less strenuous number, hi, yi, yi. Well, ladies and gentlemen, next week, the Railroad Hour pays tribute to that wonderful musical show, Call Me Mister, and to its brilliant young composer and lyricist, Harold Rome. You will hear the story of how the show came to be written, and we'll sing you its wonderful score, among them, the one titled, here it is, South America, take it away. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us. The Railroad Summer Hour is written by Gene Holloway and is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. These railroads are your hometown partners. They are an essential, dependable, working part of the life of thousands of cities and towns all over America. Railroads employ local people and often buy supplies locally. They own local property and pay local taxes on it. They are responsible citizens and good neighbors in your own hometown.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next week, goodbye.
Gordon MacRae is now being seen in the Warner Brothers Technicolor production, Look for the Silver Lining. And now for Lucille Norman, the sportsman, John Rarig and his orchestra, and your host, Gordon MacRae, a hearty invitation to meet us again next week at this same place on your dial. We'll have more songs and a tribute to Harold Rome. This is Marvin Miller speaking.
Broadcasting Company.